Colorful radio.
We are at the European radio show 2020, and the latest Audi. Yesterday I was asked
if we have internet in the car, and you said yes. So you're going to show me now. I'm on Colorful Radio in London, so if we are to listen to Colorful Radio through the internet in this car,
we will have a look at it.
Let's have a look.
Okay. Do you want to look for the station right now, or should I just explain something about it?
Let's go through the explanation.
Okay, perfect. So, what you see here is our latest entertainment system that covers a lot of different media and multimedia functions. So, what we already have for a couple of years is a combined DAB and FM list. We call it the unified station list. So, some years ago, customer had to choose, do I want to look in the DAB band or in the FM band, and wherever you looked you didn't find what you were looking for, so we just combined.
So you can have both together.
Yeah, so the customer does not have to choose the band, he just has to choose his radio station he wants to select.
Yeah.
And we just make sure that even if the DAB reception gets lost and we switch to FM, that there will be no time delay and no volume delay, so we just make everything seamless to the customer if we have to switch from DAB to FM, vice versa. So what you see here is just the radio station list. What you see here, you see if it's a FM station or a DAB station. And because our cars are fully connected, we already enrich the information we receive from the radio station with metadata information. So like, we already have artist and title information, we download the cover art from the track which is currently playing, and we also include the station logo from the station, also the station text. If the text is not good enough for us or for the customer to understand, we just use the identification codes from the radio stations, look if there is some metadata available, and just mix it together to make a better customer experience.
Yeah, that's for both the DAB and the FM.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and what we also have is a so-called hybrid radio functionality, which you also see on the roll-up buttons we have over here. So if your customer starts listening to FM or DAB and drives out of the reception area, we detect that the signal gets weak. And we look in the back end if we find a streaming link correlating to the station. If the signal gets weak, we just start playing the stream. And then we correlate both signals, so we just make sure that they are both at the same speed.
Okay, so you won't feel like it's coming down.
Yeah, coming down by volume, but also usually the live signal is faster than the stream. We usually have a delay from a couple of seconds.
Yeah.
And we just do some internal magic and make sure that both streams are just at the same time. So we can just switch between DAB and IP radio without the customer noticing it.
So at the moment, Audi is the only car manufacturer that has got this.
Currently, yes. Yeah, but we also do the same for a couple of Porsche and VW models. So the Porsche Panamera, for instance, has the same functionality of the VW Touareg.
Is this the Q4 or the Q?
Our e-tron model is the first full electric Audi vehicle.
Fully electric.
Okay.
So now back to my question. So online, if you want to capture.
And besides of all the classical features, we also have a fully integrated online radio station. We do it together with a partner called Radio.net, which are located in Germany. They do all the aggregator information together from all the stations.
Okay. So if I'm not in Germany.
Yeah.
If I buy this car and take it to Morocco, then I won't be able to tune in to online station.
You will be able.
Wow.
Sure.
Okay, so
What kind of station do you want to look
at? The station I represent in London, Colorful Radio. So that's Colorful Radio. Wow.
Colorful. 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 Colorful Radio.